We are lucky enough to live, work, and record this podcast on the land of the Kaurna people. We acknowledge their ongoing connection to sea country and the importance of Indigenous knowledge in caring for the ocean.
Excited to welcome everyone to the very first episode of The Ocean Pod, a new podcast about all things to do with marine science and the ocean. I'm Professor Bronwyn Galanders and I'm a marine ecologist here at the University of Adelaide in the School of Biological Sciences. And I'm here today with co-host Dr. Nina Wooten, also a marine scientist based at the university with me. So Nina, how are you doing today?
I'm actually doing really well. I'm excited, as you said, this is our first recording of Ocean Pod. Welcome, everyone. How are you feeling?
Yeah, great. I'm excited to be here with Nina as well, and I'm really excited about what might come in some of the later episodes.
So I think to get started, maybe we should just quickly touch base on what we do as our main areas of research that might help the listeners sort of understand who we are and why we are so passionate about the marine environment. Do you want to kickstart maybe, Bronwyn?
Yeah.
So what's your sort of main areas that you research?
So I'm really interested in lots of questions to do with environmental issues associated with the ocean. I get a bit perhaps too passionate and branch out into many things. So I won't touch on the microplastics because I know Nina's going to touch on that. But I do a lot using ear bones of fish, and my research group uses these to answer a whole range of ecological and fisheries related questions. And these ear bones are a bit like tree rings, if you like, if you take a section of a tree. So the sorts of information you can get from trees, you can also get from fish and other cool organisms that have different calcified structures. What about you, Nina?
Oh, I do love the fish ear bones. That we'll have a whole episode on that down the track, I'm sure, so people can learn a bit more exactly about what they do. So I work on mostly marine plastics and microplastics. I look at these and I look at how they're sort of impacting fisheries, but also I do a lot of education and outreach, working with communities to help reduce plastic pollution. I am also, like Bronwyn, very passionate. So Hopefully some of that passion can be shared with all of our listeners and they can learn more about all the cool things that we do as marine scientists. And yeah, I guess
some of Nina's work's been up in the Northern Territory out in Nullumboy, but also in South Australia in terms of her outreach activities, which are really quite cool, the way we can educate and provide information to regional and rural remote communities.
Yeah, exactly. It's something I'm very privileged to be able to do, I have to say. Brings me a lot of joy.
Just touching on the microplastics as well, we'll have a whole episode on that, but 25 odd years ago, we hadn't even heard the term, really, had we?
Microplastics are probably a more recent topic of interest, which is cool. It's a good spot to be in, I think, at the moment. I enjoy it at least. But yeah, we have a whole heap of different episodes coming up, and we're going to talk a bit about that as we get down to the later end of this episode. I guess that gets me to our next question, was I think we should just talk a little bit about why we wanted to make this podcast and also why we think it's so important. So, Bronwyn, what's your number one reason you would say that you thought we should start a podcast?
So I think the number one reason, we get really excited about the ocean. We hear about it all the time. So why not get together and record it and share some fun ideas around the ocean? It's also part of making science fun, and marine science is really fun. The reason we all got into it in the beginning is usually because you were doing field work and scuba diving or snorkeling or sampling out there in that amazing coastal stretch or wide blue ocean.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I'm the same. I wanted this podcast because I think when I was younger, it probably would have inspired me to maybe follow a marine science course and pathway into my career earlier. But we will talk in later podcasts about careers and kind of how we got to where we are. But I think this is hopefully going to be a really good resource students, but also just the general public, to learn more about the ocean and why we need to look after it, how it might be at some point under pressure, and it definitely is under pressure in lots of ways, which I'm sure we'll get to in future episodes, but also why it's so cool. There is so much cool stuff going out there and not everyone gets to experience it, so hopefully we can bring you some of that through your ears. And also, I guess that's the main reasons. There's one number one reason that I think we're just going to go into a little bit more detail on now, which is about increasing the ocean literacy of our listeners.
So, Nina, what exactly is ocean literacy?
So ocean literacy is a term that was actually coined back in 2004 by a group of ocean scientists and education professionals in the US. And the reason why they coined this term is that they recognise there's a lack of ocean-related subjects in formal education. And then they developed this sort of framework to help encourage ocean science in national and state standards. And, yeah, really, fundamentally, it's about understanding the ocean's influence on you and your influence on the ocean.
And there's a whole heap of principles there around ocean literacy as well. So one of them is that there's a big ocean with many features, but also the ocean and life in the ocean actually shape the features of the Earth. Nina, I'm not sure whether you want to touch on a couple more of the ocean literacy principles.
Yeah, so there's sort of these seven main principles that hopefully throughout our podcasting journey that we're having here, we will touch on them in different ways. But yes, a few of the other ones are that the ocean is a major influence on weather and climate. It supports a great diversity of life and ecosystems. It makes Earth habitable. The one that I'm super interested in is ocean. They call it ocean literacy principle number 7, and it's that the ocean is largely unexplored.
That's exactly right. Like, if you think about the Mariana Trench, like one of the deepest trenches in the ocean, I mean, there's still so much to discover. But I think the other one around the diversity of life and ecosystems, we'll be really excited to bring you different episodes of the podcast around different organisms and different ecosystems.
Yeah, I guess that brings on to our next area that we wanted to touch on, which is what do future episodes hold? So today we're just sort of running through a quick intro so you can get to know who we are and get our voices in your ears. But we have a whole lot of ideas for future podcasts. So definitely send us some more ideas if you have any. But what are some of the episodes you're the most excited about, Bronwyn?
Well, I'll be really excited to talk to people about the giant Australian cuttlefish. Now, it's really not a giant compared to the giant squid, but it's very cool and it has some really cool mating behaviours. So we'll touch on that in one of our episodes.
Yes, and Bronwyn, we are lucky enough to have Bronwyn, who is, I would call, the giant Australian cuttlefish expert. So that will probably be one of our episodes we have coming up in the next few weeks, actually, because we were hoping to time that one with the giant Australian cuttlefish migration in South Australia. But we'll leave that to the next episode to touch on a bit more. But we'll, of course, be talking about a whole range of different topics. We're going to be talking about specific marine animals, but also, I guess, broader concepts and environmental issues, marine debris and plastic pollution, climate change. Of course, I'm excited for the marine debris and plastic pollution one because that's something I'm very passionate about. But also we want to make sure this podcast provides a bit of a resource to those people that are thinking about maybe taking a career path change down into a marine science direction. So we'll talk a little bit about how you can become a marine scientist. And yeah, I guess that's overall what we're aiming for. We will have hopefully some very cool experts coming in and we'll be doing some interviews, so it won't just be us talking the whole time.
One of the things we were chatting about in relation to interviews was talking about sea country, which will be really cool as well. That's something that we've got planned coming up. So really excited for what future episodes will hold.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think it's going to be a bit of a journey. You might have to, I guess, swim with us through this as we learn a bit more about how podcasting works. And I'm sure when we listen back to this episode, we'll realise how nervous we were and think, oh, it's actually not that hard.
So to end the episode, if you've got any questions, cool ocean facts or stories to share, hit us up on social media or through email, and you can find our contacts in the show notes. We'd love to hear from all of you. And if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow Ocean Pod wherever you are listening to your podcast and leave us a review. It helps more ocean lovers to find us.
Music written and performed by Seamus Nicholas. Graphic design by Rhiannon Van Eck. This podcast is produced by us, Nina and Bronwyn, supported by the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Adelaide.